Governor Phil Scott says it's likely he will veto an education financing bill passed by the House late Wednesday because it imposes a new income tax surcharge. Scott says he wants lawmakers to cut education spending rather than impose a new tax, as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
The income tax surcharge included in the House plan raises roughly $60 million. The proposal uses this money to lower most property tax rates by roughly 10%. Scott says imposing the surcharge doesn't reduce overall education spending, and he argues that's what's needed to provide meaningful property tax relief.
To just replace it with a payroll tax doesn't do anything to drive down the cost of education. And I think that that's the bottom line.
House Ways and Means Chairwoman Janet Ansel says the education plan shifts the tax burden from the property tax to the income tax and doesn't represent a tax increase.
The bill doesn't have a tax increase other than what school boards and voters have already approved. And the fact that we're shifting money from property tax to income isn't a net increase.
Ansel says the bill does contain an important cost containment provision because it links future property tax rates to local spending decisions.
To me, that's cost containment. It's not a bright bauble on the top of the system, which is what we've done in the past sometimes, and that hasn't worked. It's embedded in the system, but I believe it will work over time.
But Scott says he wants savings that are concrete, like a statewide health care contract for all teachers.
I think a simpler way would be just to reduce costs rather than to speculate on how the future boards would react and how future voters would react through this process.
At the end of the 2017 session, Scott vetoed both the budget and the education financing bill because he felt they represented unreasonable spending increases. He says legislative leaders criticized him for not being more clear earlier in the session about his objections to those bills. So the governor says he's making it clear now.
I want to give them ample time, ample warning. That this is not acceptable. We're asking them to reflect on that, to make sure that we don't get into a position where we're going into the summer with a legislative session.
Late yesterday, the House defeated an amendment to remove the income tax surcharge from the bill. The legislation will now be reviewed by the Senate. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.